Well, today we're visiting with Bryant Rasmussen, who is the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director, and July is National Parks and Recreation Month, so pretty good time to talk, right?
Absolutely. It's always a good time to talk about parks, but we especially like it when it's actually focused on the Parks and Recreation departments nationally. So,
well, we see you folks doing a lot of things anyway, but boy, it's been hot and humid here lately. How's it been in the Park and Recs department?
About the same, but we just try and stay out of the air conditioning, and then maybe we won't notice it as much when we're out and about.
Well, it's been kind of dry, so I suppose the grass hasn't been growing quite as quickly as it had been.
Yeah, unfortunately, the grass isn't growing, but the weeds still are. So we're still out trying to do our best to make sure everything is presentable and looks good for people that are out using the park still.
Yeah, would folks be probably surprised at how many acres of parks that you have to take care of here in the community?
I think they would be. I'm still surprised sometimes with the amount of acres that we maintain. But I'm very, very fortunate to have the group of employees that I have currently. They work very, very hard to make sure that the parks are presentable, and sometimes they do some jobs for me that aren't so much fun, but they do it just because it comes with the territory. And I think they enjoy when they're done just how good the parks can look when they do their best work, and then they do that every single day.
You bet. Well, of course, this is the toughest part of the year for the Park and Rec Department as a whole, but it's also the time that it's most used. And during this time, when we've had so many people that have been kind of cooped up together for a while, it's nice to get outside and enjoy some of the natural things that we have here to play with. And I know during the month of July, the folks in the Park and Recreation Department here have a little challenge set up for people.
Yep, absolutely. So unfortunately, because of the coronavirus, we just canceled all of our usual programs just to kind of limit the mass groups of people that we might have. But we've been always, every single day looking for other ways that we can kind of put some things out. And we put a few small things out. We have, a bird bingo that we put out, and we had some other things. And I was able to come across this goose chase thing, compliment to my brother, who's a teacher down in Glenwood. He used it for his classroom when, schools were canceled. And it's a nice little setup because, you can kind of turn into a little bit of a challenge where you collect points for the number of things you can do. But it's an opportunity for us to really get out everything that we have to offer, especially all of the different parks that we have within the city of Atlantic. And that's one thing that we really want to touch base on with this Goose Chase app, was making sure that we had at least one thing from every single park that the Atlantic Parks and Recreation maintains.
Well, I think a lot of folks are probably, if you've been around here for any length of time at all, you're familiar with Sunnyside Park, the Atlantic City Park, and some of those that are more visible and more widely used for different events. But there are a lot of neighborhood parks and a lot of other opportunities that are out there that many folks don't maybe get a chance to see.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. If you kind of break, Atlantic up into the different quadrants, we almost have a park in every section of Atlantic where kids and families can get to without having to cross some sort of major road if they were to choose to go to those. And so we have 10 different areas that we maintain. Some of them are just trails and they still offer, recreation that way, but also includes, brings in the wildlife and everything like that into town, something that can kind of be cool to see, especially if it's one of those animals that you don't get to see every single day. And then we have, like you mentioned, we have Sunnyside and we have Cedar and all those parks that offer kind of your traditional, your playgrounds, your green spaces. And then obviously everyone knows about Chilbergs with the campground and the walking trail and the dog park. It offers its own entity. But, when you really get into it, we have some parks that are kind of buried in the city that have their own uniqueness to them. And they kind of have their own qualities that make them very, very special.
And the goal is to get folks out and notice those. So this scavenger hunt opportunity is a chance for them to do that. Well, walk us through how this works. They have to download an app?
Yep. So there's an app. It's called Goose Chase, and you can get it through the Play Store. It's a free app that people can get on. The game is just Atlantic Parks and Recreation Month Scavenger Hunt. You can search for it. We've gotten on there, and you can see it. It pops up pretty quickly. And it comes with 15 different items that we want people to try and do. Most of them are, once you get there, you just snap a picture of it, upload it up to this game, and then you know, we will obviously we'll go through and we just say, yep, that's it. And they can get a certain number of points. Some of them, though, you have to get out there and you have to kind of find a certain item and have a text answer of what is actually on that item within our parks. And one of them, we have been opening up some kind of more rustic hiking trails in Sunnyside. We have about 1,200 meters worth of those rustic hiking trails in the back 40 of Camblin's right now. And so our goal is to try and get people introduced to those. And so one of them is just a GPS where you have to, you know, have your GPS on your phone and it'll point you to a certain location. And once you get there, it'll tell you that you've found the correct spot. So it gives us a little bit of everything with an opportunity to get, like I said, everyone to all of our different parks. So that way when we're talking about them on the radio, if we're talking about them in our board meetings or something like that, you can go, okay, I know exactly what park they're talking about.
Okay. Well, you don't have to give us all the details, but will they be looking, for example, you mentioned the GPS coordinate deal, but will they be looking for things in the park or locations in the park?
It's going to be more things. So, you know, for example, and it's not one of them that's on there, but we would say, you know, we want a picture of, you know, like a swing at Kitty Corral or something like that. And so then all they would have to do is just snap a picture, upload that picture through the app of a swing at Kitty Corral or, you know, of the playground equipment or whatever it is that we ask for. And then that picture will upload and it'll say, yep, that's it. And then they get however many points we said that one was worth.
Okay. Very good. So the goal is to go out and collect as many of these as you can. And there are points attached to that?
There are, and the points vary kind of depending on, you know, if it's one of those parks that's maybe not visited as often, you know, those ones we kind of ranked a little bit higher, so that way kind of more incentive to get people to those parks to see what those are. And then some of them, you know, if it has, you know, some sort of historical value to it or something like that, we rank that one a little bit higher. Just, you know, educational piece to it, just trying to make sure that, you know, we can have fun, but yet we're still learning things about the city of Atlantic, and as well as, you know, kind of our heritage and where we came from and everything like that.
Okay. Now, for those who maybe aren't quite as technologically into those things, can they participate as well, or is it pretty much tied to folks who can get on and get the app?
Nope. You can contact us, and we can absolutely get you kind of a paper copy of that. We have one ready to go because we figure not everybody's going to want to put that app on their phone. So if they contact us or if they email us, you know, saying that, hey, I would like to do this, I just don't have it, we're more than willing to push out that paper copy of it, which is the exact same thing, and then they can, you know, they can snap their pictures and put upload it to our Facebook page or do something like that to get those things out. So we're looking to try and get everybody involved, regardless of whether you have a smartphone or not. We have it ready to go, so that way we can hopefully get everybody out and kind of enjoying, even though it's warm, enjoying the nice weather and everything that we have to offer.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Well, it's a contest, so I suppose there are probably fabulous prizes attached to this.
We're always looking for, you know, going around and trying to find different prizes that we can kind of give out to the people that participate in it. You know, we're not going to give that away. We're going to try and see what kind of, you know, what people do, and then, you know, maybe we'll be able to, you know, we'll get, you know, if we get enough people out there, we might have to add a few more prizes in there just to try and thank people for being a part of this and taking advantage of it.
All right. Very good. Well, a lot of good stuff there. Well, the parks are open and available for use. Are they 100% open right now? Is there anything that's still kind of off limits due to COVID?
The only thing that we don't have opened up right now is we just haven't turned on our water fountains. Just one more thing. We just can't get around to clean those. Otherwise, we're open. All the bathrooms are open. And all of our recreational items are ready to go. And so if people are bored and looking for something to do, we have an entire shed full of recreational items that are free for people to check out and use, you know, here in the parks, or if they're just wanting to do something in their yard, they're more than welcome to use them there. They just need to contact us and let us know what they're exactly looking for, and we would be glad to check them out.
All right, very good. So for the most part, as always, we kind of encourage folks to be smart, be safe, but go out and enjoy.
Absolutely. We're always trying to get people out and about and taking advantage of everything that Atlantic has to offer.
Excellent. Well, Brian, thanks again for all that you and your staff do. Most of us don't want to be outside mowing the backyard on a day like today, but you guys have to do a lot of that stuff day in and day out during this season. So we appreciate all the good hard work to keep her looking great.
Hey, thank you guys very much for always trying to promote the parks, and hopefully everyone will enjoy the scavenger hunt.